I-92 WLWI, Montgomery's number one for new country. It's Greg Thomas with a very special guest on the phone, Mr. Thomas Rhett.
What's happening? How you doing?
Thank you so much for taking a minute out of your busy schedule to join us.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me.
Touring, working on and releasing new music, winning awards left and right, babies on the way. You've got a lot going on.
Yeah, I don't think we can really add anything else to our plate at this point in time. We are very busy people, but it's all good things happening.
Well, when you get free time, what do you like to do?
When we get free time, man, we like to go to the beach, whether that's in Florida or wherever it is. We love to go to the beach and just literally veg out and not do anything. Go inside and watch movies. We just love to chill when we get home, because our lives are just go, 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 that when we do get a second to take a break, we love to just chill. And if it's at the beach, it's a plus.
Let's talk about the ACMs. A year ago, you were up for New Male Vocals of the Year. Huge 2016. You returned to the ACMs. Win Song of the Year for Die a Happy Man and be named Male Vocalist of the Year. What ran through your mind the moment your name was announced Male Vocalist of the Year?
Well, man, I don't know if you watched it live, but I was not ready to go up there. My wife kept hitting my leg saying, honey, you have to go up there now. And I think just being in a category with that much talent, you know, was just mind-blowing. You know, Male Vocalist of the Year is a very big category. I think I just feel like too young to win that award for some reason. But when I do look back, I've been doing it for 7 years, and it was just a real honor and thrill to get up there and get to accept that award in front of my wife and in front of my friends and family, and ultimately just show a bunch of respect for the other people that were in that category, man, have definitely made me the artist I am today. So I am so thankful for them, and, you know, just was just super grateful and thankful to be in that category, and to win it was a complete shock to me.
How special is the song Die a Happy Man to you?
It's really cool, man. You know, I think that's my favorite category, my favorite trophy that I've gotten, just because, you know, first and foremost, I am a songwriter. And I remember looking back and watching people like Lee Bryce win Song of the Year. And it's just amazing to, in my opinion, to watch an artist who is also a songwriter be able to win an award that is strictly for the songwriter. So I was really proud of Die a Happy Man for multiple reasons. But for it get to be recognized by the ACMs twice, for single last year and song this year, was just really, really special. So we're really happy about that.
You and your wife, Lauren, have not just one, two children on the way. How excited are you?
We're excited. We're nervous, man. We don't, you know, we haven't been parents before, so we're kind of going around asking for tons of advice, but ultimately just really excited to become a mom and dad. I've always kind of wanted twins, and so, you know, this isn't technically twins, but we're kind of getting a package deal. So we're going to have, you know, two children that are under 2 years old, and it's going to be pretty fantastic.
Well, congrats.
Thank you.
I-92 talking with Thomas Rhett. Can I just say, I love the new song you have with Mary Moore. It's Craving You.
Oh, thank you very much, man. Yeah, that's a special one. It's a jamming up tempo, so we're glad you like it.
Oh, yeah. Up tempo. Great for summer. We're playing here on I-92. Did you know all along you wanted to be a duet with Mary Moore?
You know, in the beginning, we cut the song without the intention of it being a duet, but we knew we wanted to get a female vocal on it kind of as a harmony. My manager had mentioned Maren, and I think in my brain, I was just like, dang, that would be awesome. You know, Maren is such a talented human being and has such a strong, powerful R&B, very, very soulful country voice. So when we put her on the song, looking back at not having her on it, it sounds ridiculous, because I feel like Maren was meant to be on the song from day one. And so glad to get to know her, glad to have performed on the ACMs, and glad you guys are playing it.
Yeah, you guys sound great together. Is there tentative release date and name for the new album?
Both of those things, if I said, I would probably get screamed at.
Okay, I'll take that.
But, yeah, I mean, there will definitely be a record this year. The record is pretty much done. We just need to get it all mixed and mastered and all that good stuff. And as far as names of the record, that probably won't come to me until the day before it has to be turned in. I'm the worst at naming albums for some reason, because you got to kind of come up with a word that sums up everything you just did, or a phrase that sums up everything you just did, and that's really complicated. But we'll let you know when we figure that out.
So how deep are you along with the album? How many tracks have you gathered up?
We recorded 22 songs.
Woo! Okay.
Yeah, that's way too many. But this past year was a year that I really took seriously writing and had a ton of writers on the road with me all the time. So I feel like I've written and recorded my best material up to this point. And just now the hard part is sifting through those songs and figuring out which of them are going to make the final cut.
Well, we're really excited to have you for the Music and Miracles Superfest at Auburn's Jordan Hare Stadium. That is on the way Saturday, April 22nd, benefiting the Chicken Salad Chick Foundation to fight cancer and feed the hungry. Tickets are available now, and you can get more info at WLWI.com. I see your tour has you playing some pretty big venues this year, but do any of them compare to playing on the field of an SEC football team like the Auburn Tigers?
No, not at all, man. I actually remember going to a celebration at the stadium. I guess it was 3 or 4 years ago, right after y'all won the national championship. And I think just being in the environment of any football stadium is great, but when you get into an SEC football stadium, it just feels like home to me. Even though I'm a Bulldog fan, you know, I love the Auburn Tigers, and I've played in Auburn a bunch of times, and so I'm really excited to get up there and open for Blake, and all the while doing it for a great cause. We're really excited to be there.
Yeah, it's quite a lineup with Blake Shelton, yourself, Kelsey Ballerini, Leonard Skinner, David Ray. How much fun is it to play a big show like that?
Oh, it's amazing, and especially when you get, you know, all your good buddies that get to be there as well. It kind of turns into like an all-day hang, and that'll be coming off two Nashville shows for us. We'll be jacked and ready to get out there and play some good music. So
awesome. If you could leave a message to tell someone who is either going or thinking about going to the Music and Miracle Superfest, what would that be?
Well, if you want to miss out on one of the biggest parties of the year, then that's your decision. But if you want to come to the biggest party of the year, I would suggest you go get tickets and come watch me and Kelsey and Blake go rock the house. It's going to be a good time.
There it is. Thanks again for your time, Thomas Rhett.
Right on.
This is I-92 WLWI.